You're listening to SBS News.
Another day, another problem for embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May. Yesterday, her hopes of passing her Brexit deal through Parliament were dashed by the intervention of the Speaker, John Bercow, who ruled that it could not be presented to the House for a third time without substantial changes. Today, her wish to extend the time before Britain leaves the EU seems to be on shaky ground as well. Chief EU Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier says the 27 other EU leaders will want to see some concrete reasons as to why the extension should be granted.
What would be the purpose and the outcome of an extension? And how can we ensure that at the end of a possible extension, we are not back in the same situation as today?
Ms. May heads to Brussels on Thursday to ask for an extension to the leaving date. But Robert Peston, the political editor of ITV News, says that she would find it difficult to justify a longer Brexit delay.
I think what they will say is that if the UK wants a delay, she has got to provide detail about what the delay is for. Now, the short delay, end of June, she knows what it's for. It's to try and get her deal through. But she will find it extremely difficult to answer the question what the longer delay is for, because over in Parliament, it's not yet clear what kind of way forward would secure a majority.
Bianca Nobolo, CNN correspondent specialising in Brexit, says that Ms May's options are clear. It's either Ms May going back to the EU to get substantial changes to her deal, or trying to get a majority to overrule the Speaker's decision to block a third meaningful vote.
Theresa May needs to go back to the EU and get something substantial from them. We've already heard EU leaders rule that out, so what she's able to come back with remains to be seen. She could try and change the standing orders in Parliament, but you really need a majority to do that, to overrule what Bercow said. And then, of course, the nuclear option that everyone keeps discussing is to prorogue Parliament. But then that gets the monarch involved. It's very controversial. So she's left with only a few options.
Many politicians in Britain seem to think that an extension of the leaving date would be granted by the EU as a matter of course. However, it seems that the EU is only going to do that on its own terms. And Michel Barnier has warned that a no-deal Brexit, in which Britain crashes out of the EU with very little in place, is something for which the EU is now fully prepared.
Everyone should now finalise all preparations for a no-deal scenario. On the EU side, we are prepared. The European Parliament and the Council have now approved nearly all the foreseen contingency measures.
The BBC's Europe editor Katja Adler says the EU has little trust in the Prime Minister and is irritated that British politicians appear to be inward-looking and weren't taking into account the cost of a delay to the EU. Ms Adler says the EU's final decision on a delay may not even be given this week, and there is talk of an emergency summit on the 28th of March, just one day before Britain is supposed to leave. But even if the long extension is granted, Sky News deputy political editor Beth Rigby says Ms May's own future as Prime Minister may be in doubt.
MPs don't want a no-deal Brexit, regardless of whether what 30 to 40 sort of hardline Brexiters on her own benches want. The majority of Parliament don't want a no-deal Brexit. But if they go for a longer extension because, quite simply, there isn't a deal on the table, then she's in really dangerous territory. And I think at that moment, the Brexiteers and her party might try and move to somehow oust her.
Some members of the backbench pro-Brexit European Research Group on Tuesday night openly called for the Prime Minister to step aside. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.